Hello and welcome back to When Heaven Speaks. I'm Pastor Z or Pastor Zachary. Today is for every person who feels like they've strayed too far. God's not waiting on you to return. He's coming after you. Let us pray. Lord, unlock the truth that you are God who chases, not a judge who condemns. Let healing begin in the heart of those who are listening today. And we seal this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, welcome. If you missed day one of our series, Starting Found, Freed, and Full, we're in the chapter, the book of Luke, chapter 15, one of my favorite passages in the Bible. And we talked about originally how God, Jesus, God wrapped in flesh, sat with sinners, sat with those who were overlooked, sat with those who were rejected. And then there were those in the church who ridiculed him, but he knew his mission. On today, we want to talk about He Came After Me as we focus on Luke 15, verse 3 and 7. Again, Luke 15, verse 3 and 7. And he spake this parable to them, saying, What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he come home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which needed not to repent. That was Luke chapter 15, verse 3 through verse 7. What a powerful message that Jesus gives as he gives this parable. Here's the divine insight with this. This is the divine retrieval season. God is pulling people out of addictions, anxiety, isolation, an identity crisis. Many will say, I don't know how, but God found me this year. I want you to notice in this story three points. The shepherd leaves the 99. It's not abandonment. This is a strategic pursuit. God doesn't count by majority. He counts by intimacy. The shepherd noticed that one was missing, and he said, I must go after that one that is missing. Those of you who are listening today, God is coming after you. You tune in at the right time so that your life could be changed forever because he's coming after you. And when that shepherd goes after that sheep, here's point two, the journey is worth it. The journey to get to that sheep. He founds that sheep wandering. He found that sheep astray. He found that sheep lost, not knowing if it was coming and going. The journey was worth it. No terrain, mental, emotional, spiritual, is too rough for him to travel. He gets there to that sheep. He doesn't fuss the sheep out. He doesn't lay into the sheep. He doesn't, amen, hurt the sheep's feelings. But here's point number three. The restoration is done. He restores the sheep. Notice what the shepherd does. The shepherd picks the sheep up on his shoulders and carries him back to the 99. Someone who's listening today, God is not here to hurt you. He's here to help you. Jesus represents this good shepherd who goes after the one that's lost, who says, I'm not going to beat you. I'm not going to talk down on you. You know what you've done. You know how far you've strayed. You don't know how you're coming back. But when I find you, I'm bringing you back. He picks the sheep up, puts the sheep on his shoulder, takes the sheep back, and when he gets back, there's a celebration. There's a celebration happening right now because somebody in your mind today is clicking that God has found me. That this word that you're hearing today is a reminder that you have destiny. That this word that you're hearing today is a reminder that the Lord has plans for your life. No matter how far out you've gone out there, no matter how many bad decisions you made, God has a plan for your life. And like that sheep who's gone astray, like that sheep who's gotten distracted, like that sheep who don't know their identity anymore, got lost in the crowd, lost in the sauce. God found him, and he has found you right where you are. He's called you. He's chosen you. Hear this crystal clear message today that there is an assignment with your name on it, that he came after you. And he didn't just come after you. He came after me. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. He let a little light from heaven fill my soul. He found me, and he's finding you today. As he finds you, don't resist the shepherd. Notice that the sheep didn't resist. The sheep yielded to the shepherd's love. The sheep did not resist. Don't resist the call of God. You hear the call today. Embrace the call. Receive the call. And allow God to hold you in the safety of his arms. My challenge for you today, declare this: I was worth the search. Come on, can you say it again? I was worth the search. Write it somewhere you can see it. Tell someone else. It's true for them too. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for never giving up on us. Thank you, God, that when we went astray, lost our direction, didn't know if we were coming or going, you found us. Feel the reality of your pursuit in our hearts today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hey, you've been in a time with Pastor Z again. I am here to share with you the good news of Jesus Christ and our series, Found, Freed, and Full. God is finding you where you are. He's going to free you, and you're going to be full with purpose when heaven speaks. Again, hear what heaven has to say. Join us tomorrow as we would continue on in our pursuit and seeing that you are still valuable. This story shifts from a lost sheep to a lost coin, and what it is revealing as a life-changing experience. God bless you. Have an amazing day.